reminder that Wednesday, July 18th, Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Hope you're having a great Wednesday so far. Taking a look at things around Idaho, this is from the Idaho Press Tribune. Caldwell native and former College of Idaho All-American Isaac Garzez has been called up to join the Boise Hawks. The Chicago Cubs selected Garzez in the 30th round of last month's Major League Baseball first-year player draft. He signed and arrived with the Cubs' spring training facility in Mesa, Arizona last month, and has played 13 games with the Cubs' rookie league team in Mesa, hitting 273 with three triples, one home run, and eight RBIs. So a Caldwell native Isaac Garzez joining the Boise Hawks right now. And Boise State wide receiver Matt Miller has made the Biletnikoff watch list as potentially one of the best wide receivers in college football for this season. He's the second Boise State player to land on a watch list. Actress Gina Davis will toast the 20th anniversary of her film A League of Their Own by introducing a free showing of the film at 8:45 p.m. July 26th at the Sun Valley Pavilion. Davis will also appear at events in Salt Lake City and Idaho Falls, where she will throw out the first pitch at the Idaho Falls baseball game. That was a great movie, A League of Their Own. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Very, very good movie. And this from the Post Register. Rexburg's Charity Wilson earned herself a trip to Pennsylvania to represent the Gem State at the Hershey North American Finals. Wilson covered 7 feet flat in a standing long jump to eclipse the field in the 9 to 10-year-old category. And we'll wrap up the podcast with some sports trivia for you. On this day in sports, 1951 Jersey Joe Walcott knocked out Ezra Charles to win the heavyweight championship of the world. On this day in sports, 1970, Willie Mays became the 10th player in Major League history to record his 3,000th hit. And on this day in sports, July 18th, 1999, New York's David Cone needed just 88 pitches to throw the 16th perfect game of all time and just the third in the Yankees' history in a 6-0 victory over the Expos. Sports birthdays today, Dick Button, born this day in 1929, he was a figure skater. Joe Torre, Major League manager, born this day in 1940. And Anthony Hardaway, better known as Penny Hardaway, NBA player, born this day in 1972. Today I'm speaking with CUNA head football coach Lee Leslie, and you can hear that interview on tomorrow's podcast. Don't forget to listen to the podcast Monday through Friday. It is posted by 11 a.m. every morning. I have more football coaches lined up in the next couple days. Keep on listening to the podcast as you can hear interviews from football coaches from around the state. That'll do it for the Wednesday morning podcast. Hope you have a great Wednesday today. Don't forget tomorrow, my interview with Coach Lee Leslie of the CUNA Cavemen.